Today's daf is Brachas daf Nuntes, and we are 20 lines from the bottom of daf Nunches Amid Beis Amar Reb Yeshua ben Levi. Today's daf is being learned as a schus refuah shalema for Shlomo ben Sara Alisa. So up to Gemara, Amar Reb Yeshua ben Levi, Haraya es habakonim. If somebody sees people with unusual spots on them, Omer, he should make the following bracha: Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam Mishane Habriyos. Meisave, freit the Gemara. Is that true? If somebody sees someone with such spots, he makes the bracha Mishane Habriyos. We learned in the Braisa that he's supposed to make a different bracha. Ra'as Hakushi. If somebody sees somebody, Rashi says that Shachar Biyoser. That's Hagichar, someone who has unusually red skin. That's Halafkan, someone that has unusually white skin. That's Hakipeach, someone that's very large. That's Hanan, someone that's very small. That's Hadarnikos, or somebody that has warts. Omer, he should make Baruch Mishana Habriyos. Esakiteya, if however he saw somebody whose hands were amputated, that's Hasuma, that's Petuye Haroish, so Rashi says someone that has something unusual about his hair, that's Hachigar, someone whose leg is amputated, that's Hamukashchin, that's Habakonim, that's what we need, someone who has these spots. Omer, he should make the Baruch, Baruch Dayan Emes. He's not supposed to make a Baruch Mishana Habriyos, rather he's supposed to make a Baruch Dayan Emes. So which one is it? Says the Gemara, like Kasha, Hami Mei Imoy, Habasidis Yalit. If somebody was born with these spots, then the bracha you make is Baruch Mishana Habriyos. If, however, someone developed these spots later in life, then the bracha you make is Baruch Dayan Emes. And the Gemara says, Dekonami, a little bit of a raya to support this thesis, that's the way you reconcile the apparent contradiction between Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi's halacha and the Braisa, is the Ktoni Dumya Dekiteya. Because the Braisa that said that for the Bakonim you make a Baruch Dayan Emes, so it mentioned other things as well, one of which was a Kiteya. That's someone whose leg was amputated, meaning that's someone who had this blemish develop later in life. So just like the Kiteya's blemish developed later, so too the Bahakonim that's mentioned in that Braisa is something that happened later. Shema mina, that it's only then that you make the bracha of Baruch Dayan Emes. If someone has Bahakonim, you make a bracha. Rabbi Shulban Levi said you make a Baruch Mashana Abriyos. The Braisa said you make a Baruch Dayan Emes. How do you reconcile Rabbi Shulban Levi and the Braisa? One is talking about where he was born with this mum. The other is talking about where it developed later. Tanu Rabbanan, Haraya Pil, Koif, V'Kipoif. If somebody sees an elephant, a monkey, or an owl, Omer, he makes a bracha. Which bracha? Baruch Hashan Abriyas. Rabriyas, Toivois. If somebody sees beautiful creatures, V'Ilonois, Toivois, or really nice trees, Omer, he should say, Baruch, Shekocha, Loi, Ba'olam. The Mishnah said that if somebody hears or sees Zikin, Zva'ois, Ra'amim, Ruchais, or Brachim, he makes a bracha. Which bracha? Baruch Shekoichai, Ugvurasai, Malei Olam. So what exactly are these things? That's going to be the topic of the next part of the daf. And as we'll see, really today's daf is where brachis meets astronomy, astrology. This is way above my pay grade, and we'll try our best. But really, in short, we'll do what we do. Says the Gemara, Alazike. So if somebody experiences Zikin, he sees Zikin, he makes a bracha. What's the bracha? Baruch Shekoichai Ugvurasai Mali Oilam. So the bracha that we make on thunder, that's the bracha that you're supposed to make if you see Zikin. Says the Gemara, my Zikin. What exactly is Zikin? Amar Shmuel. So Shmuel said, Koichvod the Shavit. It's a Koichov, that's a star. The Shavit, that's like a Shavit, that's like a rod. So it seems to be a shooting star. So if somebody sees a shooting star or something like that, that's a Zikin. That's what the Mishnah is referring to. And the bracha that you would make is Shekoichai Ugvurasai Malayon. Shmuel said, regarding the Koichva de Shavit, Nehirin li Shvili de Shmaya Kishvili de Nahardo. Shmuel said that I'm so proficient in astronomy that I know the paths of heaven literally the way I know the Shvili de Nahardo. Shmuel lived in Nahardo. He was Rosh Hashiva in Nahardo. He was the Mar de Astros. So he knew his way around Nahardo. And Shmuel said, I'm as comfortable in the Shvili de Rakia, in the paths, literally, of Shamayim, as I am the Shvili de Nahardo. There's just one thing that I don't know. Levar mi koich for the Shavit. The lo yadana mai niu. I don't know, not what koich for the Shavit is, but I'm not familiar with the Shvili of the koich for the Shavit. I'm just not familiar with its path, exactly the way it travels. Ugimiri. But Shmuel said, there is one thing I know, and that is the Avar Kisla, that it doesn't pass through the constellation of Kisil, the Yavar Kisil, and if it would pass through the constellation of Kisil Charav, all of the world would be destroyed. Vayit the Gemara, is that true? That the Koich for the Shavat doesn't pass through Kisil, but Kachasid and Avar, we know it does. So the Gemara, Zivahu the Avar. It's just its shine that passes through it, meaning, Umischazik the Avar. It looks like it is. So the star obviously gives off light, and its light somehow goes through Kisil, so it gives off the appearance as if the Koich for the Shavat is passing through Kisil, but really it's not. Rafun Abrei, Ravishua Omar, as it relates to Zikin, has nothing to do with this shooting star, but rather Viloin hu de mikra. What it means is if Viloin tears Umechsi dahirin Rakia, and then you can see the light of Rakia. So we know the Gemara says Masechtes Chagiga that there are seven heavens, right? There's seven Shamayims, quote unquote. The seventh, meaning the one that's closest to us, is Viloin. The one on top of that is Rakia. If there would be a tear in Viloin, you'd be able to see Rakia. And Rav Huna Brei Rav Yeshua said, that's what these Zikin are. So if somebody sees that, he now sees the Nahira de Rakia, not just the Nahira of the Rakia, as in the Shemayim in a general sense, but of the specific Shemayim called Rakia, because the Shemayim beneath it somehow was punctured. That Zikin, you make the brach, Shekoichu Gvorosim Baal Yodim. Rav Ashi said that it means something else. Koichva, who the Akar Mehai Gisel the Kisses. Rav Ashi was going back to the Koichva the Shavit. So again, we have two Peshat on what Zikin is. Shmuel said it's Koichva the Shavit. Rav Huna Brei Rav Yeshua said it's when Vivoin tears and you could see the Nahira de Rakia. Now, Shmuel had said that I don't really know much about the Koich for the Shavit, or specifically the way it travels through the Shamayim. What I do know is that it doesn't go through the constellation, the Mazel of Kisil. The Gemara said it looks like it does. So the Gemara's answer was, Zivahu da'avar. It just appears as if it is, but really that's not what's happening. Rav Ashi said a different shot. Rav Ashi said that the reason it looks like Koich for the Shavit is passing through Kisil, even though really it's not, in fact, Shmuel said if it would destroy the world, is koichvu da akar mehai gisa de kisla, v'chazik lechavrei mehai gisa umivis. What happens is when a star is removed from one side of Kisil, so the stars from the other side of Kisil starts getting afraid because he thinks that maybe he's also going to be taken out of Kisil, taken out of this constellation. Umechsi keman da avar, and that causes some sort of reaction, and that reaction is what makes it look like the koich for the shavit is passing through Kisil, but really that's not what's happening. Says the Gemara, the topic of Kisil. Shmuel asks this theory. Kisil, the pasuk says, "Oyse osh Kisil v'chimas." So this is a pasuk in Iyov that's discussing three of the mazalis, three of the constellations, specifically osh, Kisil, and Kimo. Kisil, another pasuk says, "Oyse Kimo Kisil." What's the stira? One pasuk it says first Kisil and then Kimo, and the other pasuk it says first Kimo and then Kisil. Which one comes first? And the assumption is that whichever one is more chashuv, some of the rage we spoke about a few weeks ago in Parakeet and Mavarkim, that's the one that should be mentioned first. Even in the world of constellations, that's the way it should be. So is it Ksil and then Kima, or is it Kima and then Ksil? Which one is more chashuv? So the Gemara says, okay, so you have to say that on some level they're equally chashuv. Moshe and Ahar and Ahar and Moshe, you have to say they're shkulim. How so? Umali chumashal Ksil, we're not for the choyim, the heat of Kisil, in the sky, oilam neitzima shel kima. The world wouldn't be able to exist because of the cold of kima. Vilmali tzina shel kima, we're not for the cold of kima, in the sky, oilam neitzima shel kisil. The point is, they each have their own tchunos. Kisil is very hot, and kima is very cold. They balance each other, which is why there's a balance in the world. But the reason in one pasuk Kisil is mentioned first, and the other person is kima is mentioned first, because depending on whether it's the summer season or the winter season, that determines which one of these constellations are raining more. And it's for that reason, when it's hot, so then it's going to be Kisil first. And when it's cold, it's going to be Kima first. So Gemiri, Gemara says, we have a Mesoiri, Ilav Uksva, the Akraba, the Manach, Benahar Dinar. We're not for the tail of Scorpion, which is the Kima, which is the Kima constellation. Were it not for the fact that it's inside the fire, Koman, the Havi, Trikale, Akrabale, Havichai, anyone that would be bitten by a scorpion would not live. Again, above my pay grade. And this is what Hashem meant when he told Eve, Haskasher, Madanis, Kima, Oymoshes, Ksil, Tefatech. This is what he was referring to. He was referring to this idea that we need a balance between Kima and Kisil. Says the Gemara, my Kima, why is this Mazel called Kima? Amar Shmuel. Shmuel said, Kemeya Koichvi, because it looks like 100 stars. Amri lo, the Mechanfi. Some say, what does it mean it looks like 100 stars? Some say, because they're all together, it's like a cluster of stars. Amri lo, just the opposite, the Mevadron, because they're separated. My Osh. So we mention, Oise Osh, Silva Kima. These are three of the mazalos. So we spoke a little bit about Kima. It's very cold. Spoke a little bit about Ksil. It's very hot. What is Ash? Amr Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda said it's Yoisa. It's the constellation of Yoisa. My Yoisa. Amrile, some say it's the Znav of the Tle. It's the tail of the ram. The Amrila, and some say that it's Reisha de Egla. It's the head of the bull. So the bull is what's known as the Taurus constellation. The ram is what's known as the Aries constellation. Regardless, the machlokes is in the Gemara, which one of the mazalis, which one of the constellations is the rock? Mistabra says, the Gemara Tan Dama Znaftle. It's Mistabra like the Mandama that says it's the Znaftle. Why? Because the Pasuk says, V'ayish al-boneo sanchim. These are some of the really mysterious psukim and Iyoth. So now you know a little bit of what it's talking about. So regardless, in Sefer Iyov, the Pasuk says that Ayish was comforted over what happened with its children. Meaning it sounds like Ayish lost her children. Al-Machasra. U-Mischazi. And we know that if you look at the constellation of the Tleh, Ketarfa Tarif, it looks like there was something missing from it, and it was pieced back together. Oh, so it makes sense that that's Ayish, because we have a Pasuk in Iyov that talks about something missing from Ayish, and then we know if you look at the Tleh, if you look at that constellation, it looks like it was pieced together, meaning something was taken away from it. It probably lost its children, for proverbially speaking, and that's what this all means. V'hayda Azal Basra, the Gemara says the reason Ash follows Kima is the Amra law, because she tells Kima, Havli Bana, give my children back. What does that mean? Because the wanted to bring he took two stars from Kima, when Hashem wanted to close the gap of Kima, because it had to close the gap, it just took, Hashem took two stars from Kima, and that's how the Mabel came. So it was missing two stars. So you know what Hashem did? That's the rest of the story where Ayish has lost its children, it lost these two stars, and that's why Ayish follows Kima, because it wants its children back. Why did Hashem have to take stars from Ayish to give to Kima? Hashem took the two stars from Kima to bring the Mabul. Now the Mabul's over, so give it back its stars. So the Gemara says, Ein abar mismale mechul yasa. You can't fill a bar with its own dirt. Inami, ein kateger, nasa saneger. The idea of returning its stars was what was going to end the Mabul. So if these stars is what caused the Mabul, there's no way that these stars can now be the thing that's going to end the Mabul. Why David should have to take stars from Ayish? You see, Ayish is mamish nechama of the kinder. So why do you have to take away the stars from Ayish? Why can't you just create new stars? Says the Gemara in Kol Chodesh Tachas Hashemesh, because after Sheishes you made Bereishes, Hashem didn't create anything new. Rav Nachman said that even though Ayish lost his children and it had to be pieced together and it's following Kima because it wants its kids back, but Asad Hakadosh Baruch Hu Lachzirona, it's going to have some element of Tchias Amesim Shenem, as the pasuk says, the Ayish Al Boneh Asanchem. It's the same pasuk, but here we're darshaning the pasuk that it's going to get Nechama. There'll be a Nachamu Ami for Ayish. Ayish is going to be getting a chama b'keflayim. It's going to get both of its stars back, both of its children that it lost. Exhale. Va'al ha-zva'ois. The Mishnah said, if somebody sees zva'ois, he makes the bracha shekoichayu gvurasei mali oilam. So what are zva'ois? Is that something we're a little bit more familiar with? Earthquakes. Says the Gemara, Am Rav Ketina Goya. It's an earthquake. Rav Ketina have a kazal burcha. So the Gemara tells, Am Maisa Shahaya Kachai. Rav Ketina was once traveling, Kipotam Bischa, Debei Oivatamya, and it just so happened that he was passing the door of the house of a Baal Oiv, someone that was involved in witchcraft. So the Gemara says, as he was passing this house, Gonach Goya, there was an earthquake. Amas, Rav Katina went over to the Baal Oiv and said, Mi yoda oiva tamya, hai goya mahu? I mean, you proclaim to know things that are going on in the Netherlands. So can you tell me exactly what causes earthquakes and what caused this earthquake? So the Gemara says, Romali Kala. So the Baal Oiv yelled at him and said, Katina, Katina, my loyadana. He says, of course I know. When the Kaddish Baruch Hu remembers his children, he gave a whole, like a very spiritual pshat. That they're residing in pain. Kaddish Baruch Hu sheds two tears. The tears fall where? Into the Yam HaGadol. Now there's a discussion what exactly the Yam HaGadol is. We'll see a little bit more about it on Amud Beis. Some say it's the Mediterranean Sea. Some say it could be any great ocean. Pashit, it's the Mediterranean Sea. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Shari B'Tzar, he's Moirich Tei Demo'os L'Yam HaGadol V'Koylei Nishma Misoif Olam Vat Soif. And it makes such a loud noise, the tears of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that you can hear it from one end of the world to the other. Ma'inu Gaya? That's an earthquake. Amar Katina. Rav Katina said, Oy V'Tam Yekadivu U'Milei Kadivim. He's a fraud, and what he's saying is not true. Why? Because Ihachi. If it's true that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sheds two tears and that causes an earthquake, Goya Goya Mibayle, so then there should be two earthquakes. Earthquakes are usually, it's one, it's not two. And so that earthquake that Rav Katina experienced didn't feel like two quakes. It felt like one. So he said, if it's two tears, shouldn't it be one? But the Gemara says, Valahi, Rav Katina said, really wasn't true. Got you up. Really, there were two earthquakes. The Haidloi Oidile said, why did he say this? Because Rav Katina was actually afraid because he seemed to say something that was reasonable, and he was worried that people would start following him. And of course, you're not allowed to follow a baloi. If tamim tiyam Hashem alokecha, skila for someone that follows oyven yudayni. So just to make sure that people wouldn't start following him, so Rav Katina said, "Don't listen to what he's saying." But really, this baloi was onto something. Says the Gemara. So we have the first pshat in what causes an earthquake. Again, somebody witnesses, experiences an earthquake, he makes the bracha, shekoichai gvurasa me'olam. The Gemara said, what causes earthquakes? So the first pshat we have is from the Baal Oiv. This infamous Baal Oiv, he's the first pshat in the Gemara, and the Gemara, I don't know if he's a Tana and a Moira, but he's the first pshat in the Gemara. He says, when Hashem cries, the two tears, that's what causes this noise that you can hear, misoifa oilam vat soifa, it manifests in our world as a Rav Katina. The day of Rav Katina himself said a different pshat, soifa kapav, it's when a Kadosh Baruch Hu claps his hands. So when Hashem claps his hands, kaviyochel, that causes an earthquake. Never v'gamani ake kapi el kapi. Vani choisi chamasi. Hashem says, when I clap my hands, vani choisi chamasi, not going to be angry anymore. That's an earthquake. Nosson says, anocho misaneach. It's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu sighs, as the pasuk says, shenema vani choisi chamasi bam. Rabbanan Amri, the Rabbanan say, Boyit Barakia. It's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu kicks the Rakia, the sky. Shenema, as the Pasuk says, Heidod Kidorchim Yana El Kol Yosh Ve'yart. Achabay Yaakov Amar, Toichik Yisragat HaKisei HaKovid. It's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu pushes his feet under the Kisei HaKovid. Shenema, as the Pasuk says, Koyamar Hashem, Hashamayim Kisi, V'ha'oretz Adoyim Ragli. Either way, so the Gemara mentions different pshatim in what exactly causes an earthquake. The Baal Oiv said it's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu cries, the two tears that go into the Yam HaGadol, that's what causes the earthquake. Rav Katina said that it's when Hashem claps his hands. Rav Nosson says it's when Hashem gives like a krechts, gives a sigh. The Rabbanan said it's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu kicks the rakia. And finally, Rav Acher Bar Yaakov said it's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doichek is raglov tachas kisei akoved. It's interesting that perhaps the most well-known shot in what causes an earthquake, the Gemara doesn't mention. It's mentioned in a Medrash Shoicher Toiv, and the reason this is well known is because the Chassam Sofer quoted this in a very, very famous hesped that he gave after the earthquake in Tzvas. So in the year 1837, there was an earthquake in Tzvas that caused incredible devastation in the Jewish quarters. And the Chassam Sofer, all the way in Presburg, was maspid the casualties and the people that were affected by the earthquake in Tzvas. And the Chassam Sofer tried giving a little bit of an explanation as to perhaps what was it that caused this terrible earthquake. And he began by quoting a Medrash, the Medrash Shoicher Toiv, where the Medrash says that why is it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings earthquakes? So we had five pshatim in our Gemara right here, Mesachdes Brachas, Daf Nun Tes Amud Aleph. But in the Medrash Shoicher Toiv, the Gemara brings a different pshat. Not from the Baal Oiv, not from Rav Katina, not from the Rabbana, not from Bachar Bayak, not from Nosson. The Gemara brings a pshat from Eliyahu HaNavi. Eliyahu HaNavi, Zochur LaToiv said, you want to know why HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings earthquakes, it's b'shah shakadosh baruch hu mabit la'aretz. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks down at this world, ubate karkisiyos v'tartiyos oimdim banui, and he sees that there's theaters and stadiums and the world is knocking. But v'yira alikim, but when he looks at Eretz Yisrael, and he sees that Eretz Yisrael, but specifically Yerushalayim Akedusha, Chareva V'Shamema B'li Mesam Lev, and he sees that Yerushalayim is desolate, Tira the Eretz, that's what causes earthquakes. So Eliyahu HaNavi said, you want to know what causes it? It's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks down at the world, and he sees that the world is populated and business is booming, but Yerushalayim is chareva v'shamema mibli meisam lev. That's what causes re'idas ha'aretz. And the Chassam Sofer went, that he was very myrik to explain what pshat in this Medrash Shoicher Toiv is, what exactly Yoan Novi was referring to. And the way he explained it was, it's kinas Yerushalayim. He said, it's Yerushalayim itself. Yerushalayim looks around and it sees that everything else is doing so well and no one's paying attention to it. It gets jealous. Yerushalayim gets jealous. It has emotions. It gets jealous. And the jealousy, the kin of Yerushalayim, is what causes this to happen. So said the Chassam Sofer, and I quote, Lefi divrei Eliyahu zocher la toif, she re'idas ha'aretz hu mikinas Yerushalayim. Nirali ki tzadiku alikeinu. Vekinas Yerushalayim osas hazois. It was that exact thing that caused this earthquake in Tzfas in 1837. Kisham shara shamayim, ir shechub lo yachtov. He says things similar to what he says in Yeridei Reish Lama Gimel to Rabbi Amr Chassido, and Yeridei Reish Lama Dalet to Rabbi Ephraim Zalman Margolis, some of what we spoke about yesterday. But the point is, he goes on to talk about what Yerushalayim is. Vehine legamri zem yikarev meyashonim. In about, over the last 100 years, samu pneim litzvas. People are going up to Eretz Yisrael, but they're going to Tzvas, and for good reasons. Kishom kever Israeli kiyar Ashbi b'Miron, because that's where Shem Baichai is buried in Miron, and they go to Tzvas because that's where that Rizal is buried. For chol ha'olam le'Eretz Yisrael le'samu paneim ela le'Tzvas v'Tveria. For Yerushalayim nishkachol legamri. For who ir shem Hashem shama shegam bezman hazeh mitzvah lalis le'regel Yerushalayim. And that he quotes the Rabbi Yaakov Emden in a tshuva who said there's a mitzvah be le'regel bezman hazeh, but le'sam yishalev. Nobody cares. Elo, what do people care about? Lalis litzvas lihilula derashpi. And then he says, parenthetically, kvar hoya levikuach bezeh magoy Rabbi Ephraim Zalman Margolis. He quotes the shuvah. There was back and forth in those shuvahs. We don't have the whole back and forth. We have just a snippet of the shakla v'tayria between the Chassam Sofer, Rabbi Ephraim Zalman. And he says, I already had a vikuach with this Rabbi Ephraim Zalman. Rabbi Ephraim Zalman liked what goes on like Boy Memiron. Chassam Sofer didn't. And he said, Heichem atzinu lasis yoy moyed biyam tziluk tzadik. He says, had you turned it, Lag Boimer into a Yontif. Lag Boimer, the day that Rav Shem Baichai passed away, this became a Yontif. He says, Halo Yomru Chazal, the Gemara says in Masechet in Sodom. Hare, like somebody makes a Neder Shloi Lecho Basuk, Yem Shemes Bei Rabbi. He says, that's a day you make a Tainis. Zayin Adam, Mises Moshe Rabbeinu, who Yom Tainis. He says, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Shemes Bei Nodav Aviyu. Yud Nisan, Shemes Bei Miriam. Chavav Nisan, Yom Mises, Yeshua Ben Nun. These were all days of Tainism throughout history. And Mitamal, they decided that the day Rav Shem Baichai passed away, because he says, now you're going to tell me, no, it comes from the Zayin. Because the Zohar referred to a Yahrzeit as the Yoyma de Hilula. He says, but umay de karle bezoyer Hilula, that means something else. You know what that means? That means because when a tzaddik goes up to Shemayim, in Shemayim there's a simcha gedoyla. The tzaddik's neshama was just brought back up. But that's in Shemayim there's a simcha. For us, it's not a simcha. For us, it's a Yoyim Tainis. Of course, there's two worlds and there's two sides to this coin. Anytime a person dies, a tzaddik goes on to the next world. For the tzaddik, it's not shaykh what goes up and goes on in Shemayim. But in our world, we have to mourn the loss that we have. Either way, the Chassam Sofer went into a digression from his digression, and he started talking about Rav Shem Baichai. This is a little of a hesped. He gave this this raid. But the point is that as it relates to Inyan Enos, you have another pshat that's mentioned in a Medrash Shoichotah from Eliyahu Hanavi, that earthquakes are caused by Kinas Yerushalayim, and the Chassam Sofer used this as an opportunity to say something that he was very passionate about, and that is that the Yidden weren't selling Yerushalayim. And we say this all the time, that Chassam Sofer played a tremendous role in the settlements in Yerushalayim in the early 1800s, late 1800s, because for so many years, centuries upon centuries upon centuries, nobody looked at Yerushalayim. Chassam Sofer was a key figure in changing that to Talmidei Agra, Talmidei Chassam Sofer, Talmidei Mordechai Ksav Sofer. Regardless, this hesped was a big part of it. Says the Gemara Vaita, Va'al Haram. So again, we're going back to the Mishnah. We're still in the beginning of the Mishnah, believe it or not. I feel like we're learning Perek Haraya for a little while, but words-wise, we're about 20 blot in. But so the Mishnah said that if somebody sees Zikin, whatever that means, you make a Shekoichai Gvurasim Mali Oilam, a Zva'ois, an earthquake, Shekoichai Gvurasim Mali Oilam, Ra'amim. If somebody hears thunder, again, you make the bracha, Shekoichai Ugvurasim Mali Oilam. That we all know. Says the Gemara, Mai Ra'amim. What causes Ra'am? Not what is thunder, we know what thunder is, but what causes thunder? Amash Shmuel said, Anani Bigalgala. When the clouds collide, remember the pasuk says, "Kol ramcha begagel iru broken table rolls of atira sha'aretz." Rabbanu nami, the Rabbanu say, "Anoni deshavchi maya lahadadi." It's when the clouds pour water one into the other, as the pasuk says, "Shenemar lekoyli titan amoy maya bashamay." Rebecha beYakov Amar, "Baruka takifa debarik ba'anona." It's when lightning strikes a cloud. Lightning strikes a cloud that causes thunder. Umispa gazizi de barza, and it causes hail to start falling. Rav Ashi says, "Anoni chalchuli mechalchuli." It's when you have hollow clouds. Va'asi zika, a wind comes umenashav apumayo. So if you blow on something hollow, it's going to make noise. So that's what happens. The wind comes and it blows on hollow clouds. The resulting sound is what we feel as thunder. V'dami kizik apumdami. It feels like wind that's blowing over the mouth of a barrel. Says the Gemara from all the pshatim that we just said. U'mistabra k'Rav Acha bar Yaakov. It's mistabra that Rav Acha bar Yaakov's right. What was Rav Acha bar Yaakov's pshat? He said it's when thunder strikes a cloud. Because That's usually the way it plays out. Lightning, I'm sorry. The Barik Barka, because first you have lightning, Umenami Anoni, and then you hear thunder, Vasi Mitra, and then rain comes. So it makes sense. The lightning hits the cloud, that causes the thunder, then the rain comes. So just in the Seder Advarim, seems like Rabbi Achar Yaakov is right. Says the Gemara Bala Ruchais. If somebody sees or feels wind, you make the bracha shekoicha gvurase moli oilam. So what does that mean? Any time you feel wind, so the Gemara says, my ruchus, I'm rabbi a zafa. He's a very strong one. I'm rabbi, I said, gemiri, the zafa blele havi. These strong winds that the Mishnah is referring to, they don't happen at night. Faith the Gemara, like chazin and the havi, we do see that it happens at night. Gemara says, ahud eschali bi amama. It must have started during the day, and this is just the shirayim that you're feeling at night. I'm rabbi, I said, gemiri, the zafa tarati yashad le koi. We know that these strong winds can't last 2 hours. Kai mashenebe le sokum pamayim tzara. Can't have tzara pamayim. It's not true. It happens. It must be a small hefsek. Then the Mishnah continued, and the Mishnah said that on brokim you make the bracha also shekoychay ugvurasay maliyam. Again, zikin's voice ra'amim ruchais. And then the last thing was the brokim. Says the Gemara, my brokim, what a brokim. Amar Rava barka lightning. Amar Rava said barka yechida, a single lightning bolt. Ubarka chivar, white lightning. Ubarka roiksa, yellow lightning. Nani the sulkin makeri maravis vaasi makeris droim. It's clouds that come up in maravis in the west and they go towards the south. Vatarti anani the sulkin chadal abi chavarto, and two clouds which go into each other. Kul and kashin. These are all bad signs. Any one of the aforementioned is a bad. Say the words. The mayna afkamina. Let me buy rachmina. If you see this happening, you have to daven. Vani mila bilelya. Again, you have to read the fine print. This is only true at night. But tzafel lesmu mishasha. If this all happens in the morning, no worries. I'm going to show you Yitzchak. Kana anani the tzafel lesmu mishasha. Clouds that you see in the morning are of no value. Dechsev vechastechem. Kanan Boiker. So this is a pasuk in Isaiah where Hashem is given Teichach, and he says, your chesed, they were like morning clouds, meaning morning clouds are worthless. So you see from here that Anoni that Safra is less, but Meshasha, they don't have real value. Amri Rapapa Abayo, Rapapa told Abayo, Amri Inchi, people say, Kan Miftach Bavi Mitra, if rain falls, when the gates are open in the morning, Baruch Hamaruch, Moich Saki Chugni, then you know the donkey driver can go to sleep. Why? Because if there's clouds in the morning, it means it's going to rain in the morning. If it's going to rain in the morning, then so you don't have to go to work, because you're going to have parnasa anyways. Malachta nasa sal yedei acher. What's the kasha here? You're telling me, hi, I don't need the tzafir less, but mishasha, v'chazdechem kanan boiker, the clouds in the morning are worthless. And here, we know that there's a saying that people say that, no, rain in the morning is a good thing. So the Gemara says, loy, kasha ha, dekater be'eva, depends what type of clouds we're talking about. Are we talking about thick clouds? Are we talking about thin clouds? If it's thick clouds, that's a good thing. If it's thin clouds, then it's not a good, not then it's worthless. Rabbi Alexander said, "Nevi Shuvim Levi, Lo Nivru Amim." The reason Hashem created thunder is Lifshoit Akmumis Shabalev. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, "Well, he came also Shir Milfanov." It's to give a person a little bit of Yira. He should be afraid of Hashem. You hear thunder sometimes, it can give a person a little bit of a shrek, and that's the point. That's what it's all about. Rabbi Alexander, Rabbi Shuvim Levi. So we mentioned Rabbi Alexander, Nevi Shuvim Levi, with regards to these ideas. So Meinyan LeInyan, right? Zakeshes Ba'anon. If somebody sees a rainbow, Tzarich Shiyibal Alpanov, he should bow down to it. Shedema Kamari Akeshes Ashiyib Ba'anon Ve'era Ve'epal Alpanov. Frank the Gemara, is that true? What, you're gonna bow down? Light Love in my rova. He says, no, Mishun the Mechzik command the Saga Lakish. It looks like you're being Goyved Avoy Dazar, right? Sounds like something the Goyved Avoy Dazar might have worshipped, the rainbow. So you're going to go now, you're going to bow down to a rainbow. So the Gemara says, now that's something you can't do. Have a bruchi vadi mevarech. It's true. Don't bow down to it. But what you should do is you should make a bruch. My mevarech. So the Gemara says, Baruch Zoicher Habris. Which bris? Because the rainbow is a symbol of the bris that Hashem made with mankind after the Mabul to say that there would never be another Mabul. Masisa Tan Reb Shol Benesh Reb Yechman Breik Oimer Nema Bebrisoi Vikaya Bemamoroi. A little bit of a different nusach. Amir Papa Hilchach Neminu Luchavai. You should say both. Baruch Zeicha Bris Venema Bebrisoi Vikaya Bemamoroi. Mishnah continued and said Al Hahorim Valagvois Valayamim Valanahorois Valamidborois Oimer. You're supposed to make the bracha Baruch Oise Bereshis. Freak to Gemara. I don't understand. If you see a mountain, that's Harim, Gvois are hills, Yamim, Naharis, and Midvaris, they make a Baruch Ha'isa Bereshis. Why? Because this is all part of Ma'isa Bereshis. As if to say that everything that we mentioned earlier in the Mishnah, not Ma'isa Bereshis, Atu Kol Hanidamar and Adhashto, Lav Ma'isa Bereshis, Luchuru, a lot of the things we mentioned, Foxib Barakim al Matasa, for example, Barakim, is Ma'isa Bereshis, lightning. So why wouldn't you make the bracha Vayisa Ma'isa Bereshis on lightning as well? Amar Abaye, Abaye said, you're right. Karach v'tani, meaning you're supposed to make both brachas for everything that's mentioned in the Mishnah. Rav Amar Rav says, no, it's not true. You don't just put the two brachas that are mentioned, Shekoichach v'rasim al yoylam, and the bracha of Oisei Ma'isa Bereshis, or Oisei Bereshis, that's the Lashon of the Mishnah, and say that whether it's Zikin's voice, Ra'am and Ruches Brachim, that was the first list, or Harim's voice, Yam and Harizim and Baris, that's the other list. You always make both brachas. That's not necessarily true. But Rav said similar pshat, again, not the same pshat, Hasam Mevarich Tarti, for the first list, you make two, Baruch Shekoyche Moli Yoylam Ve Oisei Ma'isei Bereshis, Hocha, the second list, Oisei Ma'isei Bereshis, Zika, Shekoyche Moli Yoylam Leka. Meaning, when we said that for Harim voice, Yam and Harizim and Baris, you make Oisei Bereshis, really the Oisei Bereshis is going back on the first list also. So you have two lists. First list, Shekoichu Gvasim Ali Yoylam. The second list is Oisei Ma'isei Bereshis only. But as it relates to the first list, you're also going to make the Oisei Ma'isei Bereshis. According to Abaye, you're always going to make both. According to Rava, for the first list, you're going to make both. For the second list, you're only going to make one. I'm Rabbi Shua Ben Levi. Haroya Rokia Bitar Rasa. If somebody sees the sky, it's perfectly clear. It's a beautiful day. Oimer, he says, Baruch Oisei Bereshis. But the Gemara says, Emosai, when is that true? Right, you never made that bracha. Omer Abaya, ki osa mitra kulilai. This is true if it rained the whole night. Ubetzafra osa istin omagayu lulishmai. And then in the morning, a northern wind came and it exposed the rakia. That's when you would make this bracha. So tomorrow, plead the Rafram bar papa, Rav Chizad. Omer Rafram bar papa, Rav Chizad. Emshachar Beis HaMikdash, Nirus Rakib et Haros. That since the Beis HaMikdash was Chariv, this phenomenon never happened. It's never been a perfect weather. Shenemar, the Pasuk says, Albus Shamayim Kadrus Vesak Osim Kisusam, says the Gemara. Me Inyan Le Inyan, very much Ba'isa Inyan. Tanu Rabbanon, Haraya Chamabit Kufasa. If somebody sees Chamabit Kufasa, or if somebody sees Levana Big Vurasa, or if somebody sees the Kaychavim Bimsiloisam, he sees the planets in their orbit, Umazolais Kisidron, or he sees the Mazolais, the zodiac. Kisidron, Oimer, you should make the bracha of Baruch Oisei Bereshis, says the Gemara. The Emas Havi, so we just mentioned four things, right? We're going through them very innocently. So if someone sees the Chamabit Kufasa, Levana Bigvurasa, the Kachavim Bim Siloisam, the Masalis Kisidron, you make a bracha Baruch Oisei Bereshis. Now, as it relates to the first one, Chamabit Kufasa, when do you make this? Emas Havi, Omer Abaya. Abaya said, Kol Esrim Mushmoyne Shne. This is a bracha that you make once every 28 years. That's like four Daf Yomi cycles. V'naflat Tkufas Nisan B'Shabtai. It's only when Tkufas Nisan falls during the Tkufa of Shabtai, also known as Saturn. Ba'urta the Tlas Nagi Arba. That's Tuesday evening, which comes before Wednesday. That's when you're supposed to make this bracha. So just to get a little bit of more of an understanding, I'll read from Art Scroll, the English Art Scroll, note one, the second paragraph. As the Gemara will explain, as it just did, the sun was created in the position which it occupies at the time of Tkufas Nisan, the Nisan turning point, also known as the vernal equinox. Accordingly, Birchas HaChama is recited when the vernal equinox, as calculated by the Jewish calendar, occurs at the beginning of the fourth day of the week, i.e. at 6 p.m. on Tuesday evening. The vernal equinox takes place on Tuesday evening at 6 p.m. only once every 28 years. Since the sun is not visible in all places at that hour, the sages ordained that the blessing be recited in the next morning. So this is a phenomenon, meaning the point of Birchas HaChama is when the sun goes to the exact position that it was in, Bishas Bria Sa'olam. But based on that, you would make the bracha once a year, because really that happens every year. Once a year, it goes back to that place. The Chiddush is really in the fine print, and that's the reason it happens every 28 years, is because it's not enough that it goes back to that position. It has to be on a Tuesday night, and when Tuesday comes before Wednesday, and it has to be exactly in this, that's the only part of this Gemara I understand, that it has to be when this is exactly in that situation. Otherwise, you're not going to make the bracha. The bottom line is, in the 17th cycle, we'll talk about this again. Now, it says the Gemara, I'm Rabbi, where are we? Rabbi Yehuda, I'm Rabbi Yehuda says, Haroya Hayam. If somebody sees the Yam HaGadol, so what bracha do you make? You're supposed to make the bracha baruch she'asa es hayam agadol, but then we have a disclaimer. Bizman shiroyeyu leprakim. This is only if you see it occasionally. But if you see it very often, so if you live oceanfront and you wake up every morning to the yam agadol, then you're not going to make this bracha. Says the Gemara, leprakim ad kama. What's the definition of leprakim? Amar Rami bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak ad shloishim yoyim. Every 30 days. Amar Rami bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Araya pros, agishra de bavel. If somebody sees the Nahar pros, also known as the Euphrates River. So if he sees, not the whole river, but the portion of it that's a Gishra de Bavel. Gishra is a bridge. So this was some bridge known as the Gishra de Bavel. So if you would see that part of the river, you would make a bracha. But Omer, Baruch Oysa Bereis. So what's it have to do with that part of the river? So Rashi says, because that part of the river was never tinkered with. No one ever chepid with it. It's exactly today the way it was. B'shas Brios Olam. So if you see that part of it, you make the bracha. But there are other parts of it that Rashi says the Persians already manipulated, and as a result, you wouldn't make the bracha. V'idno d'shan yu'a parsui. Now, says the Gemara, now that even that part of it was played with by the Persians, so mi be shover lil. So now you can't make the bracha anymore if you see the part of the river that's Agishra the Bavel, but only if you see it from Beis Shavar and upwards. Rabbi Yosef Avar mi'ihi dekiro leo. That's another part of the river. Amr Abba, Rabbi said, Roy Diglas, Agrisha de Shabistanov. Somebody sees the Diglas, that's the Tigris. So the Tigris and the Euphrates, Mesopotamia, between the two rivers. So if somebody would see the Tigris River, if you see it, which part? Agishra de Shabistanov, Oymer, Baruch Isa, my Sebereshis. My Chidekel, says the Gemara. Why is the Chidekel River called Chidekel? Says the Gemara, Amar Rav, the reason it was called Chidekel, the Shemem of Chadin Vekalin, because its water was very sharp and it went very fast. My pros, why is it called pros? Shemem of Parim Veravim. The water multiplies. Amar Rava, Hani de Harifa b'nei Mechuzah. He said the reason the people in Mechuzah, Rava was the Rava Mechuzah. So he says the reason the Oilam in Mechuzah are very sharp is Mishum Dashasu Mayi de Diglas, because they drink the water of the Tigris River. Haide Gichari, the reason they look very red is Mishum de Mesham Shemi b'yamama, because they have Tashmer Shamita during the day. And the reason their eyes wander is Mishum the Dairu Babayas Afal, because they don't have electricity, they live in dark homes. The Mishnah continued, and the Mishnah said, Alak Shaman, someone sees rain. So what bracha do you make? Or Vala Basiris Toivois, you make the bracha, Baruch Atoiva Amet. Freak the Gemara. Valag Hashamim, Atoiva Ametiv, Mavarach, is that true? The bracha you make is Atoiva Ametiv, Am Rabba Rabba Vosav, Amilu Masih Satan, Amis, Am Rabba Shamim. When do you make a bracha on rain? It's a concept of making a bracha on rain. When exactly do you make this bracha? Misha Yatsa Chasan Likrei Kala. That's when it rains so much that it looks like the Chasan is coming Likras Kala. Meaning the drops that fall to the ground start ricocheting up because it's dropping on water, so it's bouncing up. So when that happens, that's when you make the bracha. Okay. My mevarchi. What bracha do you make? This is the punchline. Amr Rabbi Yehuda said, Moed manachnu lucha al kol tipa v'tipa sheiradet alanu. Rabbi Yehuda Messiah b'hachar. Rabbi Yehuda used to end the bracha like this. Ilu finu malo shir kayam v'chulu. You know what the v'chulu is. Ein anachnu maspikim v'hoida yislacha Hashem alikeinu. Add until the word tishtachaveh. Baruch Ato Hashem, Roi V'Hoidois. Right, the Gemara, you end the bracha, Roi V'Hoidois, as if to say that Hashem is Roi V'Hoidois. How could that be? Roi V'Hoidois, like Kol Hoidois. Amar Rava, Rava said, Ema HaKel HaHoidois. Amar Rapapa said, Hilkach. Bring that to the Machlokes, if you say Roi V'Hoidois, HaKel HaHoidois, the Minu Travai, you say both. Roi V'Hoidois, V'Kel HaHoidois. But what's the point? Hello, Kasha. We have a theory. The Mishnah by Yasa Masechtos Brachas, in the beginning of Parak HaRoya, says that if somebody sees rain, you make a bracha. Which bracha? HaToiv HaMeitiv. And here you have an intricate bracha that you're supposed to make. It's not the bracha of HaToiv HaMeitiv. So the Gemara says, Loi, Kasha, Ha, Deshama Mishma, Ha, Dechaza Mechsi. If you heard about the rain, meaning you wake up in the morning and you were told that it rained that night, so then you would make the bracha of HaToiv HaMeitiv. If you witnessed the rain, then you make a more elaborate bracha. That's this bracha of Moed HaManachnu L'cha, Kol Tipa V'Tipa, Shehiradu Tolonot. So the Gemara says, Deshama Mishma, Hainu b'sayres toivis. Shama mishma, then you make a toiv ametiv. I hear, but isn't that the next line of the Mishnah? The Mishnah said, "Alag shamim v'alab sayres toivis." Oymer baruch a toiv ametiv. L'chura, if you heard that it rained, that's b'sura toiva. So the Mishnah already says that you make the bracha for that. Doesn't sound like that's what we're referring to. Utanal b'sayres toivis. Oymer baruch a toiv ametiv. The Gemara says right. Ela idivid chazim. Mixe both brachos were mentioned and were instituted for somebody that experiences rain, didn't just hear about it. V'loi kasha, hada asa purta, hada asa tuva. If it rains a little bit, then you make the bracha of moedin. If it rains a lot, then you make the bracha of atoiv ametiv. Yibo yisei mehava, hada asa tuva. Both brachas were instituted when it rains a lot. V'loi kasha, hada islei ara, hada lesle ara. If you have property, you have land, that's going to benefit. You have fields that will benefit from the rain. So then you break the bracha of atoiv ha-metiv because you have a personal hanah from it. Otherwise, if you don't have aros, then you make a more generic bracha of moed manach nulach al kol tipa v'tipa she'irada talonah. Says the Gemara, isli ara atoiv ha-metiv mevarich. Is that true? If it rains and you have land, you have fields that are benefiting from it, you make the bracha teva mit the time of the mission. But by his chadash, our mishnah, the kana kelim chadashim, oy me baruch shechiyanu vigiyanu las manazeh. It sounds like if you have a personal benefit, the bracha you make is not a teva mitiv, but rather the bracha you make is shechiyanu. The Gemara says like kasha, had the isle shutvis, had the lesle shutvis. If you have a partner, then you make the bracha teva mitiv. If you don't have a partner, then you make the shechiyanu. And the reason you make a Toiv ha-metiv, if you have a partner, it's because it's toiv u-metiv. It's two people that are benefiting from it. So that's the point. Vatanya, benichusa. In fact, we learned in the Braisa, k'tzarei shal dover. Al shaloi u-oim. If it's a personal thing only for you, you make the bracha, baruch shechi yonu v'kimodu. Al shaloi v'al shal chaveri. If it affects you and your friend, then you make the bracha, baruch ha-toiv ha-metiv. Frey de gemaru of chalecha de lesa l'achrina ba'deila mevaruch ha-toiv ha-metiv. Is that true? It sounds like a new rule. K'tzarei shal dover. If you have a personal benefit, it affects you and nobody else, you make a shechayonu. If it affects you and a shutif, somebody else, then you make that toiv ha-metiv. Freit the Gemara, but Tanya went to the Braisa, Amrulei, if they told a person, Yolde Ishtoi, Zachar. So apparently he missed the delivery, but he was told, Yolde Ishtoi, Zachar. So Oimei makes a bracha. Which bracha? Hatoiv ha-metiv. What's the kasha? L'chayr, it's only affecting him. So if he was told that Yolde Ishtoi, Zachar, you make that toiv ha-metiv, isn't that only one person? Mar says, no, why is it only one person? Hasam nami, de'ika ishtoi bahadei, danichalei bezachar. What about his wife? Tashma, meis aviv, v'hu yarshai, if a person's father dies, and now he yarshins his father, so he has to make two brachas. B'tchilu oimer, baruch tainu emes. Ula b'soifu oimer, baruch atoiv ha-metiv. So why is he making atoiv ha-metiv? L'chura, he's the only one that's benefiting. The Gemara says, no, hasam nami, de'ika achet yichoy yarsi v'adei. It's talking about where there was another brother, or at the very least, it's very possible that there's another brother. So as a result, this is not something that inherently is something that affects the yochid. Tashma, shinu yayin. If you're in the middle of a meal, and now they brought another bottle of wine, shinu yayin. Eino tzarech levarech. You don't have to make a bracha. Meaning, you don't make a new bayir pri agaf. Shinui makim. If, however, you move into another room, tzarech levarech. This is the halachas of shinui makim. Now you have to make a new bracha. Even though Chazal said that you don't make a new bracha for new wine, that's just you don't make a new bayir pri agaf. You do make a bracha. Baruch atoiv ha-metiv. What's the question? Who else is here? I thought I'm the only one. The Gemara says, no, hasam nami. Ikub b'nei chabura d'shas abadei. It's talking about we're eating together with a chabura, being that you're eating together with the chabura, so that's why you make the bracha of atoiv ha-metiv exhale. So as it relates to a little bit of rain for this morning, let's go back to a gemara that we learned in yesterday's daf, and that is the gemara mentioned. Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said, this is in the middle of daf Nunches Amid Beis, a few lines on top of where we started this morning. Somebody sees a friend that he hasn't seen in 30 days, he's excited. Oimer, he makes the bracha, baruch shechiyanu v'kimanu v'giyanu lazman hazeh. What if you see someone, you're so happy to see him, you haven't seen him in 12 months, so then you make the bracha, baruch mechaya mesim, b'shem malchus. You can make the bracha mechaya mesim. Amar Rav. So Rav commented on this halacha, and he said, ein hames mishtakeach min halev, elo la'ach ha-shnei masa chodesh. Meaning the reason you make the bracha after Yud Beis Chodesh is somehow related to this idea that ein hames mishtakeach min halev, a person, a kariv that lo yaleinu dies for 12 months, you can't forget it. But after 12 months, then already the shikcha kicks in. How do you know that? Said Rav Shenemar, I learned it from a pasuk. The pasuk says in Tehillim, Nishkachti kemeis milev, hayisi kekhle oived. I was forgotten from the person's heart like a mace. Hayisi, I was like a lost keli. Says Rashi, what does that mean? That the Gemara says the Perek Kelim, Matzias Taf Chav Chesam and Aleph, that if somebody finds a keli and Halach is he's chayv lahachris, he has to return it. It's a keli that has a simen, so you don't have to try to return it forever. Shalish Regalim, Yud Beis Chaydish, you try returning it. Once Yud Beis Chaydish passes, if nobody comes and claims it, so at that point, Halach doesn't have to worry about it anymore. What's the svara? The svara is because we assume that if 12 months pass and I lost my object, I'm miyayish. That's when Yish Bailam kicks in. And being that this Yish, so at that point, I'm allowed to keep it. Usually, if it's an Avedish, Yish Bay Simon, the Bailam is not Miyash. But after Yud Beis Chodesh, you Miyash even from things that have Simonim. So you see, a Kli Oved, a Kli becomes lost. When is the Yish? The Yish happens
after Yud Beis Chodesh. So if the Yiddish happens after Yud Beis Chodesh, and David HaMelech said, Nishkachti Kemeis Milev, or Yisi Kechleyoved. So when it was he, Nishkachti Kemeis Milev, it was after Yud Beis Chodesh. Either way, Rav related this idea of Ein HaMeis Mishtakeach Min HaLev, El HaLachash Nei Masa Chodesh, to where Yeshua Ben Levi said, and that is, if somebody sees a friend, Lachash Nei Masa Chodesh, Oime, he makes a bracha, Baruch Mechaye HaMeisim. So two orders. First of all, it sounds like from the Gemara that the reason Ein HaMeis Mishtakeach Min HaLev, El HaLachash Nei Masa Chodesh, is because there's a mitzvah. Right, the Gemara relates it to Perek Elu Mitzvahs. This idea that Yiyush Bailam happens after Yud Beis Chodesh, and just like Yiyush Bailam happens after Yud Beis Chodesh, so to a person, you start forgetting after Yud Beis Chodesh. There's a well-known Rashi in Parashas Vayeshev. The context is that Yosef was sold into slavery, Yaakov was told by the brothers that really Yosef was killed, but the Pasuk says, Vayimoyin Lesnachim, Yaakov Avinu refused to accept consoling. Condolence. Vayoyim, the pasuk says, ki erid al bini avol sha'ayla, vayev goysayav. The point is, vayimayin lesnachim. Zok Rashi, why couldn't Yaakov be comforted? Says Rashi, because ein adam mekabel tanchumen al achai v'sav shemeis. It's impossible for a person to get nechama for achai. Sha'ala meis, on someone that died, nigzer gzera sheyishtakech min alev. There's a gzera that after Yud Beis Chodesh you start forgetting. It's a gzera. It's a bracha to a degree. Like there's a person's able to go on in life. But v'loy alachai, someone that's alive, there's no such gzera. I mean that there's no such gzera, and Yosef HaTzadik wasn't dead, he was alive. So this idea that the Meisah is Nishtakech Min HaLev after Yud Beis Chodesh didn't apply to Yaakov Avinu, because Yosef was really alive. And that's why Vayimayin Lesnachin. But the point is, Rashi says that the reason Ein HaMeis Nishtakech Min HaLev Lacha Yud Beis Chodesh is because it's a gzera. Shalameis nigzer a gzera sheyishtakech min alev. Our Gemara is not mashma that way. Our Gemara is telling it to Yish Bailim. Our Gemara says neshkachti kemeis milev o yisikech liyoved that has something to do with Yish. Regardless, that's just a short ha'ara. But the truth is that this whole Gemara right here of ein ha'meis mishtakech min alev is very much in Yonah D'Yoyva, and that's why I thought it's kedai to go back to this. And that is Parsha Zohar. So we spoke already a little bit about Parsha Zohar. We mentioned the Rosh on Daf Mem Chesam Beis, Tosfos in the beginning of the second parak of Masechtas Brachos that says Parsha Zohar is Dairaisa. So when we read Parsha Zohar from the Sefer Torah, Mafter, before Purim, we're being Mekayim a Mitzvah's Esei Dairaisa. That's what Parsha Zohar is. And the truth is, we spoke out at the time that there's three mitzvahs in the Torah that relate to the concept of Zohar, that relate to the concept of Amalek. In the minion of the Sefer Achinach, it's Mitzvah Tofresh Gimel, Mitzvah Liskar Masha Osa Amalek Liyisrael Betzeis Ami Mitzrayim. The Pasuk says, Zohar Asha Osa Lucha Amalek. There's a mitzvah to remember what Amalek did. Tofresh Da is mitzvah lahachriz zarish al amalek. The pasuk says timcha es zecher or zecher amalek. It's a pasuk in the Torah. And tofresh hey, the third mitzvah is a loisase shloim mishkach maisei amalek she'osa im aviseinu betzeisim imitzrayim. As the pasuk says loisishkach. The point is, it's three mitzvahs. You have the mitzvah to remember, the mitzvah to wipe out amalek, and then there's the loisase that you're never allowed to forget. And the emphasis, if you think about it for a minute, just think before svarim. It's something that's very tzarech bia. Because if there's a mitzvah to remember Amalek, mechatesi, you can be mekayim the mitzvah by once a year getting up and reading from a Sefer Torah. Mechatesi can be mekayim zocher with that. If it's a mitzvah that says zocher is asher asa l'cha Amalek, maybe every day you're supposed to remember what Amalek did. Mechatesi once a year. What's Pashav Shah? Mechatesi once a year. Now, we've talked about Mechatesi from a Sefer Torah, with a Tzibur, Kriyas HaTorah is never Deiraisa, all of a sudden now Kriyas HaTorah, Tzibur Deiraisa, that was the Rosh's Kasha in the Gemara Daf Mem Chesam Beis. Where do you find anywhere Tzibur Deiraisa? And it was Mechadish Parshas Amalek. Parshas Amalek. So that's in and of itself is sure very, very big Kiddush. But forget about that for a second. How do you know once a year? Okay, so you'll tell me, I don't know. We know once a year. But what about the loisase? That's much starker. Loisishkach. Loisishkach means thou shalt never forget. That's what it means. Never forget. Once a year you get up and you say Zachar von Shishkes and you cry. That's never forget. Loisishkach would seem to suggest that you have to do something that you'll put in place to make sure loisishkach. Zachar, you'll tell me, maybe you can kind of Zachar once a year. I don't know who said it's every day. Maybe it's once a year. But loisishkach is loisishkach. It means you can never forget. So how you mekayim the mitzvahs loisase of loisishkach by mentioning it once a year? The Chasam Sofer in the Tshuva, in Evin HaEzer, Simon Kuf Yotes asks this question, and he says that the pshat is the Gemara that we just learned, because the Gemara says Ein HaMeis Mishtakeach Min HaLev El HaLachash Nei Masa Chodesh. That means
a person's short-term memory lasts Yud Beis Chodesh. So if once a year, the Chazan's going to get up, the Baal Kodesh is going to get up, and he's going to read Parsha Zohar, and you're going to listen to Parsha Zohar, so that actually buys you Yud Beis Chodesh. And there's a concept that we could assume you're going to remember for Yud Beis Chodesh. Yish Bailam is Yud Beis Chodesh. Ein Ames Mishtakech Min Alev El Lacha Shtei Masa Chodesh. So you could assume that you're going to remember for Yud Beis Chodesh. But then the Chassam Sofer says, and he brings it from the Shvoz Yaakov, of one Ha'ara. The Ha'ara is, what are you doing in Nibiyah? What do you do in a leap year? What do you do when there's a Tzveita Adar? So now there's 13 months between the Kriyas of Parsha Zohar. Ein ames mishtakech min alev el olach yud beis chodesh. And the Shos Yaakov already were muchit very, very stark with this. Says the Chassam Sofer, and I quote, Uleinin chakirosei shal Shos Yaakov v'chi b'shono p'shuto yishakech achad yud beis chodesh v'shono b'beres punin yud gemul chadoshim. Doesn't really make any sense. So what's the pshat? Because he said the pshat is like this. He said, why is it that ein ames mishtakech min alev el olach yud beis chodesh? Says this psychology in it. Because if a person loses a loved one, he loses a relative. So as he goes through a year of life, he's always going to remember that Karev. There's going to be a Chanukah, he's going to remember what it was like to spend Chanukah together. There's going to be a Seder, he's going to remember what the Seder was like. There's going to be a Yom Kippur, Rosh Hashanah. As he goes through the different tkufos in life, it's Me'orer, the Zikaron, and that's where the Avelus kicks in. Says the Chassam Sofer, if the year is Yud Beis Chodesh, then it's going to happen over 12 months. But if the year is Yud Gimel Chodesh, it's going to happen in 13 months. And he says, just Moshe Lema Adavadayma, he says, let's say the Adar Sheni falls out, that's the 13th month. If you never had a Purim without this Karev that you lost, so it's not Nishkach Min Alev yet. A person has to go through a full cycle of life, a full year, without that B'nai Mishpach, and only afterwards could we assume that the Shikcha is going to start kicking in. It's not Yud Beis Chodesh, it's not 365 days. It's a Shana Shlema, it's a cycle of life. That's what it is. So if the year is Yud Beis Chodesh, it's Yud Beis Chodesh. If it's Yud Gimel Chodesh, it's Yud Gimel Chodesh. This is the Chassam Sofer in a Tshuva with a brilliant and a beautiful Deher, the way he explained this Ha'orah of the Shvos Yaakov, that L'chayah, how you be Mekayim Zohar, and Lois Ishgach, by reading it once a year, for sure it's constant. The teretz is based on this Gemara Masechtas Brachos Daf Nun Ches Amud Beis. What about the Ibiyar? The teretz is this far of the Chassam Sofer. Stating that it's Yodua B'Shem the Chassam Sofer, that the Chassam Sofer was Machmer. And the Chassam Sofer was worried about this year. And the Makar to that is, it comes from the Ramshik. The Ramshik was the Talmud Muvik of the Chassam Sofer. And the Ramshik wrote a Sefer HaMitzvahs. And in the Ramshik Sefer HaMitzvahs, a mitzvah Tof Rei Shei. That's on the Lois Asay of Lois Ishkach. So he asks this question. He says, L'chura, Lois Ishkach sounds like a mitzvah t'midi. It's a Lois Asay. Hayim Mekayim with Parsha Zohar. So he says, you have to say, based on the Gemara Brachos on Chesam Abeis, and he brings the Gemara in Eilam Metzias, that this is what the Pshat is. The Kan Tziv Solonu HaToyra HaKdoisha Shalois Ishkach, U'bevadei Tzrichim Liskor Pamachas B'chol Shona V'shona, and by that, you could be Yoitza. He brings all the Marmer Koimus, everything that we just said. And then he says as follows, U'pamachas Shola Rav Moshe, Sha'acha Kach Nosol Eretz HaKoidish, coming full circle. So Rav Moshe, who was a Talmud of the Chassam Sofer, who eventually went up to Eretz HaKoidish, he went to Eretz Yisrael. Yerushalayim, I don't know. So he went up and he asked the Chassam Sofer once, Shebishnaso Ibor, what are you going to do in an Ibiyar? Yer Yoysim Yud Beis Chodesh. Veheshiv Moron Zatzal, Balach Chassam Sofer. Shehu Be'emes Mischavin Lotzeis Be'parshas Kiseitze, Ve'kan V'chein Roy Lassos. Said the Chassam Sofer, you know what I do in an Ibiyar? I'll tell you what I do. What I do in an Ibiyar is that I make sure I have Kavana by Parshas. What is Parshas Zohar? It's the mafter, Parshas Kiseitze. So when it comes to Parshas Kiseitze that year, I have in mind to be Yoitza Parshas Zohar. Like this, I don't go more than Yud Beis Chodesh. How does this stem with the Chassam Sofer and the Tshuva? The Chassam Sofer wrote a whole Tshuva where he was Miyashivit. The Teretz is, the Chassam Sofer was Machmer for himself. He said that he himself is Mechavin, and he said, V'kach ro lanu lasos. But as it relates to Halacha L'maisa, the Chassam Sofer didn't write that. In the Tshuva, the Chassam Sofer said it's okay, based on his svara that he said. He just threw this in terms of what it is that he does. Just one last Ta'ara, and that is that the Gemara says that if you don't see a friend till after 12 months, so what bracha do you make? You make a baruch mechaya mesim. And the Marsha says, why are you making a bracha of baruch mechaya mesim? He didn't die in the last 12 months. So what does the bracha mechaya mesim have to do with anything? And the Gemara says, asfara ein ames mishtakech min alev. It's not even clear what the connection between the two things are. But it's the Marsha's kasha. Why are you making the bracha mechaya mesim? Says the Marsha, and the Mishabrura quotes this. He says, because if a person goes a full year, it means he went through a Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. And if he went through a Rosh Hashanah and he went through a Yom Kippur, what that means is that there was Sifrei Chaim
Sifrei Meisim with Psuchim Lefanov. And if you see him now after the Yud Beis Chodesh, that means that the Darch Gelef, the Yom Kippur, and a Rosh Hashanah, and he made it Zakai Bedin. If a person is Yotza Zakai Bedin, you make a Baruch Mechaya Meisim. He never died. He didn't die. But at the same time, there was Sifrei Meisim Psuchim Lefanov. And the fact that he wasn't affected, and he was Yotza Zakai Bedin, that's in and of itself a reason to make the Baruch of Baruch Mechaya Meisim. But perhaps we can say a little bit of a different Deher. And that is, the Gemara says in Masechtas Yuma, Daf Ayin Aleph Amir Aleph. The Gemara says that the day after Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol would meet up with the Ish Iti. So who was the Ish Iti? He was the Kohen that used to take the Sar L'Azazel. So the Kohen Gadol would meet up with the Ish Iti, and together they would turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they would say a tefillah. They would say, Mechaye Chayim. Listen to this tefillah. They would say, Mechaye Chayim, Osinu Shlichusa. They would turn to the Eibishter together in unison, and they would say, Mechaye Chayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're the ones who bring Chayim back to life. Osinu Shlichusai. The Ben Yoyada on this Gemara says, what kind of nusach is this? Mechaye Chayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Mechaye Mesim. Where do you find this idea of Mechaye Chayim? Mechaye Chayim, it's a modern sprach. And this is the one place you ever find this. You don't find anywhere Hashem is a Mechaye Chayim. Hashem is a Mechaye Mesim. And he says, Odov Niflo. Says the Ben Yoyada. He says, because we know Rishoim Bechayim Kruyim Mesim. A Rosho, while he's alive, Tzadikim B'misasim Kruyim Chayim. And Rishoim Bechayim Akruyim Mesim. He says, every Yid goes into Yom Kippur, a Rosho. He has a virus. Rishon b'chayeyen, akruya mason. That means every person erev Yom Kippur is dead, but is a lebediger toita mensch. Meaning he's alive and he's dead at the same time. He's alive, but he's b'chayeyen kruya mason. What happens on Yom Kippur? It's a yom slichu mechila. Because it's a yom slichu mechila, you're not kruya mason anymore. So it comes out now you're alive, but you're alive. That's something that happens on Yom Kippur. Every Yom Kippur, what's manifest is this mid of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mechay Chayim. He takes people that are Bechayim, Kruyim Mason, and he makes them alive. That's an idea of Mechayim Chayim. We once said over from the Lutzker Rav, does Naim L'Toyer, Parshas Achrimos, he makes an unbelievable diyuk. In the beginning of Parshas Achrimos, he talks about the Seid Avodah on Yom Kippur. And naturally, he talks about the Shnei Seirim, Sar Echad Hashem, V'Sar Echad La'Azazel. If you look at the Pasuk, there's six mentions of the Sar La'Azazel. The Sar La'Azazel is mentioned six times. Said the Lutzkerov, that if you go through the Pasuk, the first three times that the Sar La'Azazel is mentioned, it's referred to as the Sar HaChai. The last three times that the Sar La'Azazel is mentioned, it's no longer mentioned as the Sar HaChai. And he was very bothered. He says, why is it that here it's referred to as the Sar HaChai? V'kilo mikaper es ha-koydesh v'es oyo moy v'es ha-mizbech v'hikru v'es ha-sar ha-chai v'somach ha-ren eshte yodav al-roish ha-sar ha-chai. And then after, look at the last three times that it's mentioned, it says v'shilach es ha-sar ha-midbar. Now it starts v'nasa noisam al-roish ha-sar. It doesn't say chai anymore. Three times it says chai, and the last three times it doesn't say chai. So he says, what's the pshah? Beautiful deal. So he says, if you take a look at what happened right after the third mention of the Sar HaChai, it says, Aharon HaKohen, the Kohen Gadol is going to come, the Samach Aharon Eshtei Yodav al Rosh HaSar HaChai, the Hizvada Olavas Kol Avoynes B'nei Yisrael Ves Kol Peshem L'Chatoisam. You know what Aharon HaKohen did? He took all the Averis of the Yidin and he put them on the Sar. Once the Averis of Klai Yisrael are on the Sar, it's not the Sar HaChai anymore. At this point, it can't be the Sar HaChai. Why not? Because now it's B'chayeyim Kriya Mesim. So he says, the first three times, yeah, it's alive. It's alive and well. But once it hasn't, and the Avoinos Tam, the Avoinos of Klal Yisrael, at that point it can't be called Chai anymore. It can't be called Chai because now the Sar is Risham B'chayeyim Kriya Mesim. That's the bracha, that's the tefillah that the Kohen Gadol said together with the Ish Iti. They said, Mechaye Chayim Asinu Shlichusai. But just to end and put it all together. And that is, I saw once in the Sefer Beis David, I think it's from the Nachlas David, who said as follows, that if you look in the bracha of Mechaye HaMesim that we say in Shemayna Esri three times a day, there's six mentions of Tchiyas HaMesim. Ato Gibor Lo'ilam Hashem, Mechaye Mesim Ato, that's one. Mechal Kachayim Bechesim, Mechaye Mesim Berachamim Rabim, that's two. Soy Mechtoif Rev Chamatis Umekayim Emunasa L'Sheni Yofer is three. Melech Memes Umechaye is four. Venemon Ato Lachiyas Mesim is five. Baruch Atah Hashem Mechaye HaMesim, that's six. He said, why is there six mentions of Tchiyas HaMesim? So he said like this, the Gemara says that Arba, there are four people that are Chashev Kemes, the Ani, the Mitzayra, the Suma, and the person that's Eim Vaibonim, that's four. Rishoyim Bechayeyen, Akruyim Mesim. Someone that's spiritually devoid, He's also Kari Meis. And then, of course, there's the Tchias HaMeisim. So he said that the reason the six mentions of Tchias HaMeisim is because you have the Dalet that Achshuvim Kameis, you have the Rishon B'chayeyim Kruya Meisim, and then you have the real Tchias HaMeisim. So he said that HaKadosh Baruch Hu isn't just Mechayim Meisim in the Lashon Asid, but Mechayim, Boire, Bara, right? You have, this is also HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mechayim Meisim in real time. Because Baruch Hu takes people that are not alive, they're missing chiyus because of an issue that they have. And I always thought the Summa, so that's representative of Gesund, the Ani, that's Parnasa, the Ein Loi Banim, that's Nachas, that's Gesund, Parnasa, Nachas. What's the Metzaira? Right, the Metzaira is also Chashuv Kameis. I don't know, but maybe the Metzaira is someone that doesn't have Shalom Bayis. The Metzaira is Badad Yeshev, he's also Betashme Shamita. But the point is, the Gezund, Parnasa, Nachis, Shalom Bayis, Rishon Mechayim Kriya Mesim, someone that's spiritually dead, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Mechayim Mesim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's also Mechayim Chayim. Someone that's alive, but felt him chiyos because of an issue that he's dealing with in life, in the Baruch of Mechayim Mesim. Shem is Mechaya Mesim. The point is, what does that have to do with us? Could be if somebody sees his friend after Yud Beis Chodesh, he makes the bracha Mechaya Mesim. Frank the Marsha, why are you making the bracha Mechaya Mesim? Where was the Chias Mesim? The Marsha said, because there was Sifrei Mesim. Maybe it's a different word, because every year in Yom Kippur, we go back to being the Sor HaChai. After every Yom Kippur, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mechaya Mesim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgives all our avoinus. HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgives all our avoinus. Shem is being Mechaya Mesim.